reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Reflect to Succeed. And mashallah, today we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So inshallah, we are going to be diving deep into this beautiful topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, alhamdulillah, we are going to be mentioning the excellences, the virtues of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And it is so important, viewers of Madani Channel, to begin every lawful task by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that any important work which is started without reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it remains unfinished. Allahu Akbar. So yes, when, you know, before you eat anything, drinking water and any other beverage, serving food and water to others, putting things down, picking things up, washing, cooking, reciting, studying, you're sitting down, you're getting up, you're walking, you're driving, whatever the case may be, always make it a habit to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And subhanallah, when you do that, you will see so much of barakah in your sustenance. You will see barakah in your life, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Safwan bin Salim, rahimahullah, that the jinns use the things and clothes of human beings. And whenever any one of you picks up clothes to put on or puts them down after taking them off, then he should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Because it's mentioned, he says that because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a seal for it. So in other words, due to the virtue of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, jinns will not be able to use one's clothes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then similarly, you know, whilst picking up or putting down anything, then make it a habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and you'll remain safe, you know, from the involvement of wicked jinns. Now, what's very, very important is that one should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim properly, correctly. You have to ensure that every letter is pronounced from its correct point of articulation. And in case of no auditory obstructions or noise, it is also essential that the voice be loud enough for the reciter to hear it. You know, some people, they mispronounce letters due to rushing, due to haste. And it's prohibited to do this deliberately. If the meaning becomes distorted due to mispronunciation, then it will be a sin. So those who recite it incorrectly, you know, due to the habit of reciting hastily, should rectify the pronunciation and recitation. If there is no specific reason for reciting complete Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then you can also just recite Bismillah. Yes, but make sure, the use of Madani Channel, that the pronunciation, the makharij, is correct when pronouncing it. You know, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that when Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was revealed, the clouds rushed towards the east, the winds became still, the ocean turned turbulent, and the quadruped became attentive to listen. The devils were stoned from the skies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I swear by my honor and majesty, I will bless the thing with which Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is recited. Allahu Akbar. Now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is a portion of the 30th verse of Surah An-Naml in the 19th para of the Holy Quran. And it's also a complete Quranic verse revealed for separation between two surahs of the Holy Quran. Look at the comprehensiveness in this, right? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed scriptures and books to some of his prophets, alayhim salam. And the number of these scriptures and books is 104. Out of these, 50 scriptures, they were revealed to Sayyidina Sheith, alayhi salam. 30 to Sayyidina Idris, alayhi salam. 10 to Sayyidina Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And prior to the revelation of the Torah, 10 scriptures were revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam as well. And in addition, you know, 4 major holy books were revealed. And that was the Torah was revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. The Zabur was revealed to Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. The Injil was revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And the Holy Quran was revealed to our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As mentioned that the subjects and summary of all these books and all these scriptures are included in the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. And the subject of the entire Quran is present in Surah Al-Fatiha. And the whole subject of Surah Al-Fatiha is within Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, while that of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is within its letter ba, and that implies bi kana ma kana wa bi yakunu ma yakun, that whatever there is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever they will be only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we can see the comprehensiveness in the letter ba in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu Akbar. And once Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the excellences of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that it is one of the names of Allah ta'ala and is as close with the ism-i-a'zam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is the blackness of the eye with its whiteness. Allahu Akbar. So yes, TVs of Madinah, inshallah, there are many virtues of ism-i-a'zam, and the dua made with it is accepted. You know, the respected father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Alayhi Rahma, he has said that some scholars have said that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is Ismul A'zam. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al Jilani Rahimahullah, he has narrated that Bismillah, when recited by the tongue of an Arif, is like the word kun, meaning be, from the divine words. Allahu Akbar. So yes, in order to have blessings in our righteousness and permissible acts, we should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before we do them. You know, if you aspire to develop the habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim prior to every permissible act, you know, travel routinely with the beautiful qafilas of Dawat-e Islam in the companies of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many instances, in a way, the problems of Islamic brothers traveling with the qafila of Dawat-e Islami have been solved by virtue of making dua during the qafilas. Allahu Akbar. This is the blessings the events of Madinah channel. So yes, we should also try and attend the qafilas. We should also try and attend the ijtima'at of Dawat Islam, and you would see barakah and blessings in that. We will learn even more regarding the excellences of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, once in Masjid al-Nabawi, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and some other companions, alayhim ridwan, they were having a discussion about the excellences of the Holy Quran. And during the discussion, Sayyidina Amr bin Ma'di Karib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he politely said that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why don't you talk about the excellences, the marvels, the wonders of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? And he says that, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is a great marvel. So he sat up straight and Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he responded, O Abu Thawr, this was now the kunniya of Sayyidina Umar bin Ma'di Karib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Says that, please tell us about any such marvel. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that a severe famine once occurred during the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, the days of Jahiliyyah. And in search of food, I passed by a jungle. From some distance, I caught sight of a tent. And near the tent was a horse and some cattle. As I went closer, I saw that inside the tent was a beautiful woman and an elderly man who was sitting, leaning against something. So I said to this old man, I was giving him some threats. I said, give me whatever you have. And he said that, oh man, if you need any hospitality from us, then come. If you need help, we'll help you. So I said, stop making things up and give me whatever you have. That old man, he hardly managed to stand up. Reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he pounced on me. And in no time, he threw me down on the ground, sitting on my chest, and then said, now tell, shall I kill you or leave you? And he replied, he said, leave me. When he said this, then this old man, he got off his chest. So now Sayyidina Amr, he said inwardly towards himself that, oh Amr, he thought to himself that, you know what, I'm so famous. I'm a famous horseman of Arabia. To run away after being overpowered by this weak and old man is cowardly. Right? It's a cowardly and unmanly act. It is better to be killed than to be faced with this humiliation. So I went again to him. I threatened him. I told him, give me whatever you have. And hearing this, this mysterious old man attacked me again, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And in an instant, he threw me down on the ground, jumped on my chest and said, tell me, shall I kill you or release you? I said, please, please forgive me. So he released him again. But then he did the same thing again, once again. He threatened him to give the possessions to him. And this old man, he once again, he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He attacked Sayyidina Umar and overpowered him. Then he began to plead that, release me, please release me. But he replied, he said that, this is for the third time. I won't release you so easily now. And saying this, he called her that, oh girl, bring me the sword. She brought the sword with which he cut hay from the front of his head, Sayyidina Amr's head, and then released him. Now, it was a custom among the Arabs to cut hay from the front of the head of a defeated person, indicating that the person has been defeated in a fight. All right? Now, the defeated person would feel ashamed of facing his family unless his front hair grew again. So he had to stay over there for an entire year serving this old man. And after the year ended, the old man, he took him to a valley where he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim loudly. And immediately all the birds came out of the nests and flew away. When he recited it again, all the beasts came out of the hideouts and they went away. And as he recited it aloud for the third time, a frightening black jinn in wooden clothes, as tall as a date tree trunk, suddenly appeared. And seeing this jinn, Sayyidina Umar says that he got really, really afraid. So this old man says, "Oh, Umar, pluck up the courage. If the jinn overpowers me, just say that my companion will win next time due to the virtue of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." So the old man and the black jinn, they wrestled with each other. The old man lost and the black jinn overpowered him. So seeing this, I said, next time my companion will win because of Lat and Uzza. These are the names of two idols of the kuffar, of the unbelievers. Now hearing this, this old man slapped him on the face so hard that he lost his senses for a moment, and it felt as if his head would be separated from his body. So he told him sorry, he apologized to him and assuring him that he would not do the same again. Now both of them, they started fighting again. And this time, the old man held the black jinn down. So I said, Sayyidina Umar says that I said, my companion has won by the blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And as soon as I said this, this old man, he sank the jinn into the ground like a piece of wood, cut his belly open, pulled out something similar to a lantern and told me that, "Oh, Umar, this is his deception and unbelief." So I asked the old man, "What is the story about you and the black jinn?" So he said that a non-Muslim jinn was my friend. Every year a jinn from his community fights against me. And Allah Ta'ala blesses me with victory by virtue of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So he says that we then went ahead and reached a place where this old man, he fell off to sleep. Now, opportunity was there. I took advantage of the opportunity. I snatched his sword and I struck his legs so hard that they became separated from his body. He screamed, he said, "You deceiver, you brutally deceived me." And I didn't give him a chance to recover and struck him repeatedly, butchering him into pieces. When I returned to the tent, Sayyidina Umar is saying that when I returned to the tent, the girl asked, "Oh, Umar, what about the fight with the jinn?" I replied, "The jinns have killed the old man." And she said, "You are a liar. You are disloyal. The jinns haven't killed him, but you have killed him." And after having said this, she began to cry desperately. And she recited five Arabic couplets. And the translation of it is that, "Oh, my eyes shed tears for that horseman who was brave and bold. Oh, Umar, you should be regretting about your life because your friend has lost his life. And oh, Umar, after you have killed your friend with your own hands, how can you strut in front of your tribe, Banu Zubaydah, and the unbelievers? I swear by my age, oh, Umar, if you were a true warrior, that is, if you had manly fought him without deception, then his sword would have indeed killed you. May the real king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you a disgraceful and ugly return for your crime. And may you live a disgraceful and appalling life in the same way as you have treated your friend disgracefully." Now, furious, Sayyidina Umar says that he advanced to kill her, but astonishingly, she disappeared from his sight as if the earth has swallowed her. Allahu Akbar. So yes, Yusuf Madini Shana, these are the blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi Rahimahullah, he has said that in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his two attributes of mercy. That is Rahman and Rahim. With his self name, meaning Allah, because the name of Allah has formidability, whereas Rahman and Rahim have mercy. Now, when people listened to the name Allah Azza wa Jal, even the pious couldn't dare to ask anything. But when they listened to the names Rahman and Rahim, even the sinners and wrongdoers were encouraged to implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a fact that no one can utter a single word at the time of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while everyone can rejoice at the time of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there is a beautiful incident mentioned in Tafsir Kabir, wherein it's mentioned that a beggar once reached the luxuriously decorated door of a very wealthy person's house and begged for something, but he was given something cheap and insignificant. So taking it, the beggar left. And the next day, he came with a big spade in his hands and started to dig the ground beneath the door. Now, seeing this, the owner of the house shouted at, "What are you doing?" And the beggar replied, "Either give charity according to the beauty of your door, or make your door according to the charity you have given." Meaning that since you have made such a splendid door, indicating that you are a wealthy person, it's necessary for you to give me more charity compared to others. We sinful beggars also implore, "Oh Allah, bless us with bounties, not according to our worth and value, but according to your generosity and kindness." And he says, "Without doubt, we are sinners, but your attribute of forgiveness is much greater than our sins." Allahu Akbar. So yes, viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. And the one pining his hopes on divine mercy, expecting good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can never be deprived of the mercy of Allah ta'ala, and will succeed in this world as well as in the hereafter. In Tafsir Naimi, it's mentioned that there were two brothers. One of them was pious, whilst the other was a sinner. And when the sinful brother was on his deathbed, the pious brother said to him that, "See, I always admonished and advised you, but you did not give up sins. Tell me what would happen now." The sinful brother replied, "If on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows my mother to send me either to paradise or either to hell, where will she send me to?" The pious brother, he said, "That our mother, of course, she will send you to paradise." That sinful brother, he replied, "That my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful than even my mother." And saying this, he passed away. Now at night, the elder brother had a dream in which he saw his deceased brother in a very peaceful, comfortable state. So he asked the reason for his forgiveness. And the deceased brother, he replied that the words I had uttered at the time of my death brought about the forgiveness of all of my sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, devotees of Madinah channel, indeed, you know, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is immense. Even a single word uttered by a person can lead him to absolution or damnation. Now, as mentioned in this above parable, a single sentence brought about the absolution of a sinner. Likewise, if a person utters explicit words of kufr and dies without repenting, then such a person will face eternal damnation in hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us. So yes, from this we see that there are so many, so much of excellences and virtues of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we come to know that two beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned. That is Rahman and Rahim. Now, you may get some people, you know, that say, do Bismillah. Let's do Bismillah. Oh, I have done Bismillah. And when traders, you know, sell the first item of the day, some of them call it Bismillah. For example, some say, "Hey, my Bismillah has not yet taken place this morning." Now, all these phrases, they are wrong expressions, devotees of Madani channel. We shouldn't be saying these phrases. Now, similarly, if a person comes whilst another person is eating, then the eating person often says to him that, "Brother, come and eat with me." And the common reply on this occasion is, "Bismillah, Bismillah," or "Do Bismillah, do Bismillah." You know, we hear these from people mostly. Now, in Bahari Shariat, it's mentioned that scholars have strictly prohibited to say Bismillah on such an occasion in these expressions that we have mentioned. However, one may say it like this, that recite Bismillah and eat. And it's better to say the supplicatory words on such occasions like Barakallahu lana wa lakum. It may Allah Ta'ala bless us and you. Or one can also say it in his mother tongue, may Allah Ta'ala bless you. Now, when is it kufr to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Remember that Bismillah should never ever be recited before a haram and impermissible act. In Fatawa Alamgiri, it's mentioned that it is kufr to say Bismillah when consuming alcohol, fornicating or gambling. So, it is haram, the views of Madinah Channel, to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before any impermissible and unlawful act. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, O Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you make wudu, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because your angels, meaning Kiraman and Katibin, will continue to record virtues for you for as long as your wudu exists. Allahu Akbar. The opportunities are there, the views of Madinah Channel. It's only for us to take advantage of it. Whilst you are eating, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when a person does not recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then shaitan comes and partakes in that food. And then we wonder and we feel that, why aren't we feeling full? It is because we have not taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even medications when you take, mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you would see its effectiveness of Madinah Channel. So always make it a habit before any permissible and lawful act, lawful deed, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and inshallah you would see barakah in your homes, in your sustenance, in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.